Standing near the busy crossroads, amidst railway sidings and industrial estates beside the main train station of Kolín, it's easy to get the impression that this manufacturing centre about 50 kilometres east of Prague is simply a town travellers pass through on the way from the Czech capital to the nearby tourist-friendly Kutná Hora. Nevertheless, anyone who stops off in Kolín and takes the trouble to walk the short distance past the factories and busy junctions to the city centre will find that this is a place that is worth visiting. Pigeons roost peacefully on the buttresses of St. Bartholomew's Cathedral, near Kolín's pretty main square. This exquisite 14th century Gothic building was designed by the renowned architect Petr Parlerj, who was also responsible for the Charles Bridge and St. Vitus's Cathedral in Prague. The fact that such a prestigious architect as Petr Parlerj worked in Kolín is indicative of the wealth that this town, situated in the fertile Labe Valley, enjoyed in the Middle Ages. Kolín also has a number of other architecturally important buildings, including the imposing Renaissance town hall on the main square and the Baroque Jewish synagogue from the 17th century. The latter building bears witness to the fact that the town was home to one of the earliest Jewish communities in the Czech lands. Jaroslav Pejša works for the district archive in Kolín.
Byla to jedna z nejstarších a také nejvýznamnějších židovských obcí.
It was one of the oldest and most important Jewish communities in the Czech lands. The first mention of the Jewish settlement in Kolín dates back to the middle of the 14th century, and the first mention of a Jewish street in Kolín comes from the 1370s, which means that there must have already been an extensive Jewish community in the town by that time. Of course, Kolín also has a very old Jewish graveyard. The oldest graves date back to the end of the 15th century, which makes it one of the oldest Jewish cemeteries in Bohemia, along with the one in Prague.
Nejstarším židovským hřbitovům v Čechách.
Although the buildings of the pretty Jewish quarter are still very much part of the fabric of Kolín, the people who built them have all but disappeared from the town. Like so many places in Europe, Kolín's vibrant Jewish community was all but wiped out by the ravages of the Second World War. While they were here, the Jewish community in Kolín played an important role in the town's development. And during the centuries in which they lived in the town, they undoubtedly helped it become an important business centre situated on the crossroads of three ancient trade routes. Despite Kolín's relative wealth and prestige, however, it has traditionally been eclipsed by the nearby towns of Prague and Kutná Hora, who have always enjoyed more fame and prestige. The only time the town really emerged from the shadows of its more illustrious neighbours was during the 18th century, when historical forces conspired to ensure that on June the 18th, 1757, the eyes of the world focused on Kolín. As Prussia and Austria vied for domination of Central Europe in the 18th century, the rivalry between the two states culminated in a momentous encounter at Kolín during the Seven Years' War. Jaroslav Pejša says the Battle of Kolín is an event that still resonates in the town to this day.
Jednalo se o střet rakouské armády.
The battle involved a clash between the Austrian forces of the Empress Marie Therese and those of the Prussian monarch Frederick the Great. It was one of the most important clashes of the Seven Years' War, and unfortunately also one of the bloodiest. The Austrians won it, and thereby managed to maintain the territorial integrity of their empire at that time. This battle is still remembered in the Kolín region to this day, and there are a number of monuments commemorating it.
In halting Prussian expansionism in the 18th century, Jaroslav Pejša says the so-called Battle of Kolín had far-reaching consequences, not only in terms of the future development of Europe, but also because it played a pivotal role in ensuring that the historical kingdom of Bohemia remained territorially intact. As Mr. Pejša suggests, if this battle had gone the other way, the Czech Republic might look very different today.
Tato bitva víceméně zamezila.
The battle more or less limited the expansion of Prussia under Frederick the Great. It also indirectly helped preserve the integrity of Bohemia within the framework of the Habsburg Empire. At that time, Frederick's forces had been trying very hard to lay siege to Prague. There was a real danger that the Prussians could have occupied Bohemia, and this would have led to the annexation of a significant part of the Czech lands that then belonged to the Austrian monarchy.
After the Battle of Kolín, the town continued to develop, and Jaroslav Pejša says it became something of a manufacturing powerhouse after the advent of the Industrial Revolution.
Kolínský průmysl se začal rodit v polovině 19. století.
Kolín's industrial prowess began to come into its own in the middle of the 19th century. The main reason for this development was probably the construction of a railway line through the town in the years 1843 to 1845, which linked Prague to the Moravian city of Olomouc. The first big industries in the town began to emerge in the 1860s and 70s. Kolín really began to become a big manufacturing town with many major industries, which began to be established here at the end of the 19th century and throughout the 20th century.
Ale pak především v průběhu 20. století.
Besides its industrial strength, Kolín also enjoys a rich cultural life with several vibrant art institutions and theatres. It also hosts a number of important cultural festivals, including one dedicated to the inventor of modern pantomime, Jean-Gaspard Deberau, who was born in the town. Other luminaries who hail from the city include the photographer Josef Sudek and the writer Ottokar Fischer. But when it comes to talking about famous sons and daughters of Kolín, one name looms large above all others. The distinctive oom-papa of brass band music, as interpreted by František Komoch, a composer and musician born in the nearby village of Zasmuky, who spent most of his life in Kolín and is strongly associated with the town. František Komoch was a key figure in the Czech national revival, and his modern adaptations of traditional melodies helped foster a sense of Czech national identity. His innovative approach to marches and polkas also helped revolutionise brass band music. When he died in 1922, František Komoch left behind a massive body of work, whose influence is still felt to this day. Ludmila Bíla is chairwoman of the Fellowship of František Komoch in Kolín.
Už celá desetiletí se všichni, kdo dechovou hudbu píší a hrají.
For decades now, everyone who writes or plays brass band music has acknowledged the legacy of František Komoch. His work is still very much alive today, and you don't feel like he's some composer who's been dead for years. His legacy still endures to this day. I'm chairwoman of the Fellowship of František Komoch, and I'm also involved with a majorette club. We tour all over the Czech Republic and Europe. When our group performs in places like France and Germany, and they play marches by František Komoch, it immediately causes a big stir. It really makes us hear this Czech music differently to the way we perceive it when it's played at home.
My tady třeba vnímáme, když je hrána kolem nás.
Ludmila Bíla's Fellowship of František Komoch organises a festival which is the annual highlight of the town's cultural calendar. Every summer, thousands of brass band enthusiasts from as far afield as Iceland and the United States come to Kolín for the annual Komochov Kolín Festival in honour of this famous composer. For 3 days, Kolín transforms itself into a cacophony of brass band concerts and various festival happenings. Even if you're not particularly fond of brass band music, it's certainly an event worth seeing, and is probably as good a time as any to pay an overdue visit to an often neglected town that is just a 40-minute train ride from Prague.
And thanks to Kolín for that report from the town of Kolín. This week's Spotlight. That's all we have time for today. From me, Rob Cameron, and everyone here at Radio Prague, goodbye.